Hey there, self-starters. It's your girl, Brooklyn Weston here, back with another dose of modern stoicism to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with a little extra kindness. Ever feel like you're running on an endless treadmill of expectations, deadlines, and trying to be perfect? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and your inner critic starts belting out a symphony of negativity? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that a little self-love could actually be the secret weapon to achieving those goals and slaying those fears? Here's the deal. Modern life throws curveballs faster than a professional baseball pitcher. We're bombarded with information, pressure to succeed, and constant comparisons on social media. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed and a little lost. But what if we started treating ourselves with the same understanding and compassion we'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, acknowledging our imperfections, and treating ourselves with kindness, even when things get messy. And trust me, it's not just some fluffy, feel-good concept. It's actually backed by science. Studies show that self-compassion can lead to 1. Reduce stress and anxiety. Think of self-compassion as a mental cushion. It helps absorb the shocks of life's inevitable ups and downs. When you're kind to yourself, you're less likely to spiral into anxiety or stress when things go wrong. 2. Increased resilience. We all stumble and fall sometimes, but self-compassion gives us the strength to get back up. Instead of beating ourselves up over mistakes, we learn from them and move forward with a renewed sense of purpose. 3. Improved emotional regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Self-compassion helps you acknowledge your feelings without judgment, allowing you to navigate them with greater awareness and control. 4. Stronger relationships. When you treat yourself with kindness, you're more likely to extend that same compassion to others. It creates a ripple effect of positivity in your relationships and makes for a more fulfilling life overall. 5. Enhance creativity and problem solving. Self-compassion gives you the mental space to think creatively and solve problems effectively. When you're not constantly criticizing yourself, your mind is free to explore new ideas and find innovative solutions. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really needed to practice self-compassion. Remember that big presentation I was talking about last week? The one where I totally bombed because my voice decided to go on strike mid-speech. Yeah, that was rough. My inner critic went into overdrive, telling me I was a failure and should just give up. But then, I stopped and remembered what we're talking about today. I realized that everyone makes mistakes and it doesn't define who I am. Instead of beating myself up, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my feelings, and decided to learn from the experience. Turns out, practicing self-compassion isn't just good for your mental health, it's also a pretty powerful tool for growth and resilience. So, here's the takeaway. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend who's going through a tough time. Practice self-care, celebrate your wins big or small, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, but you've got to give yourself the space to shine. Ready to step up your self-compassion game? Start by incorporating these simple practices into your daily routine. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Remind yourself that you're doing your best and mistakes are part of the learning process. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you relax. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to listening to your favorite music. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together, striving to navigate life with grace and authenticity. Now go out there and be kind to yourself. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of modern stoicism wisdom. Until then, keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.